This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. My name is Jason Mahoney alongside the very talented Ian and the very talented Audrey has decided to join us on this Tuesday, July 16th. 2019. Dave still out on vacation. Do you think we will see, what do you think the over under is on whether or not, Ian, we will see more shirtless photos of Dave on Instagram today?
I don't even think we need an over under. I think that's a guarantee at this point with the way he's flexing.
Yeah, I mean,
man, he's going hard
flexing.
He really is. Like, I haven't seen this Dave before. And he is just flexing super hard. Shirtless photos, like exercising in Prague.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's all these historic monuments. It's like, man, who is this
guy?
Well,
no, I think he's moved on from Prague.
Oh, has he now?
I don't know. I thought that they are...
He's a world traveler at this point.
I think they were in...
He's like Rick Steves.
I think they were in Mykonos.
Oh, Mykonos.
Which is one of the Greek isles.
Now, you've been to Mykonos.
No, I've been to Crete.
Oh, you've been to Crete.
I went to a friend's wedding. That was the first time I've been like... Like, you know, I do cruises. I like cruises. That's my like preferred way to go to different countries and locations.
Okay.
You know, you're there for a day and you move on, you know.
Exactly.
It's very ADD. You get to do a bunch of things. But that was the only time I like flew over to Europe, and it was for like, if it wasn't for one of my best friends in the world, there's zero chance that would have happened. And I'm glad it did. I'm glad I kind of got not like forced, but you know, it was something I wanted to do. There was something I never would have done in my personal life had that
been
wedding
for them. Yeah.
Yeah, had that wedding not taken place over in Greece.
Was that the trip where we were gifted the shirtless photo of you on a horse?
No.
Oh,
no, no,
okay.
No, that
because that's still one of my favorite photos of all time. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of that.
What's the correlation of going on trips and being shirtless?
Yeah, you have to post the shirtless photo.
I feel like, yeah, if you're near water, you're like, yeah, I gotta live my best life, even though nobody wants to see this. I look awful. I know the Photoshops are gonna haunt me for the rest of my life. Just not good stuff. So that's the bad news for today. No Dave. Is the good news that we're getting more shirtless photos?
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
I hope he rides a horse. I really do.
Me too.
Because that I will never let that Photoshop go. The bad news, I guess, or maybe I don't know if this is bad news. We've only got like 17 hours left on the Amazon Prime sale.
Oh, you're right. I was actually texting Audrey's husband yesterday. I was thinking about purchasing some things for us.
What were you guys?
What do you mean us? Who was us?
Well, him and I.
Uh-huh.
And you refer to you and him as us?
Yeah. Yeah, we're a thing. Don't worry about it. It's okay. No, because I'm buying super plush blankets. Like, I love blankets so much. So I was just inquiring with him about his preference of blankets.
What kind of blankets? Are we talking bed blankets, couch blankets?
All of the above. I'm trying to just blanket my house just with comfort.
As a man who is a blanket connoisseur, maybe they have that brand on Amazon Prime, but Costco has like the business like throw blankets that are just like the softest thing, and they're like $10.
Yep.
I get, like, as far as like Christmas presents go, everybody can use an extra like throw blanket that's super soft.
I swear to God, I got one from Costco this Christmas from my mother-in-law, and it has now become like my security blanket.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've turned into like one of the peanuts. I'm like walking around the house with this thing dragging on the
ground.
Is
that why there's that trail of dirt following around?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sorry.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't know. I'm just sitting here waiting to find that one thing that I'm really, really good at, and I have no idea what it is yet. Something that just totally comes naturally for me. It's not piano. I learned that really early. It's not football. I know I learned that really early. I can't sing. I don't know. I'm still holding out the hope that I'll be amazing at something, but I haven't figured out what it is yet.
Message deleted.
I feel like being good at stuff is overrated.
What?
Because if you're good at something, like if you're like a really good, like you're really good at moving your friends, Like, then you have to, like, go move everybody every time they decide to move. You're like, oh, I've got a truck, and I'm really good at, like, moving couches upstairs.
Really strong.
Yeah, like, that I feel like then everybody's going to call you, like, oh, Joe wants to eat. He's great at moving.
He's amazing.
He's so good at that sort of thing. I don't know if we need to be, everybody needs to be good at something.
I was just thinking that, 100.
Like, there's a lot of pressure that you put on yourself. I don't think anybody is naturally good at anything. I think anything that you become, quote unquote, good at is because you've done it 1,000 times.
Yeah, practice.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. We were talking about this with, I was talking about this with my wife over the weekend. You know, we were thinking about, like, if we had a kid, what would we want them to...
Sports?
Yeah, sports-wise, she was like, I would like them to play all sports. I'm like, that seems like that they're just going to be mediocre at everything.
Well, really? Like, as they're, like, a kid, so that way you can, like, kind of, like, figure out and pan out what you think their strengths are. It's kind of like you're... Yeah, I understand
like
that.
Like, you're playing golf because I want to go golf.
Fair.
Deal with it. That's what you're going to be good at. All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I've had 5 major jobs in total, and all of them at some point, there was at least one aspect of it that I had to fake knowing and just completely pretend. And believe it or not, I actually faked it till I made it.
Message deleted.
It's a really strong quality, honestly. Like, I kind of commend you on that. Like, if you can figure out things for yourself, it's not necessarily that you're faking it till you make it, but you're learning the job.
If somebody asks you, do you know how to do this job? Yes. I mean, unless it involves saving somebody's life. Outside of that, like, anybody but my doctors, for the most part, I'm like, whatever, man. Like, I don't care if you lied on your resume. You'll figure out the job. Just not doctors. We need that. Scientists also, probably not. How many career fields were you in, Audrey, before you got into radio?
Oh, like, I mean, like... Not radio jobs, yeah, or just like, yeah, like my, okay, so like service industry, does that count? Like,
that's a field, that's,
yeah,
a career.
Service industry, and then, well, just customer service,
yeah,
essentially.
All customer,
yeah,
service.
Just like retail and that, and yeah. But yeah, I had to finesse it so I could get up to the managerial level.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. Ian, what about you? You are a man who has just had so much. You know, so much life experience in so many few years.
Yes.
How many different jobs and careers, like, past did you see yourself going down?
I saw myself probably, I would say, about 4 or 5. I was really certain that I was going to do. Like, I managed a restaurant for a while. I also was in sales for
really?
A minute.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and none of that panned out.
None of it?
No. I did very well, though, you know, again, faking it full time.
Like, it's crazy. So my grandfather, he worked the same job for 30 years. He worked for the gas company. He did the same job. He started when he was 19. He retired like at 49, 50 years old. Unreal. Like, it's just a different time
it
now.
Is.
That's why, like, this guy says that, like, he hasn't been able to find something that, you know, that's stuck. I just don't think we live in that world anymore,
so,
where we find one job, one career, and I think we just live in a world where we're able to expand upon all that, you know.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know. We just don't try either. Like, we're not trying too hard. Like, we're just kind of like, oh, this didn't work. Duh.
Yeah, it's tough. They're not paying me enough. I need a new career. Like, if I could find a job that paid like 6 figures and all I did was nap all day, that's the only job. I think that's a job for me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I don't know exactly how they would figure out how to monetize that.
I know.
Fitbits. Just like, did he move? No.
Gotta have insurance, too. Bed sores, man. Ugh.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Bunch of stories coming to us out of Florida this morning. And Audrey, you've got, what, 2 dogs?
Yeah.
You've got 2 dogs.
Yeah.
Do you refer to yourself as a dog mom?
Yeah.
You do?
Fur mom, thanks.
And are you a fur dad? You've got 2 cats?
Hell yeah, I am.
I'm curious to see how far you would go. Would you go as far as this Florida man, Buddy Ackerman? He was walking his daughter's dog when the dog was attacked by an alligator.
Oh, what?
According to reports, the dog had stopped for a moment in order to, you know, do its business.
Mm-hmm.
Ackerman
thing.
Noticed that there were ripples forming across the pond in his yard.
Oh, no.
And before he knew it, there was an explosion of water. That explosion was an alligator breaking the surface and grabbing the pooch.
Oh, no.
Buddy Ackerman was having none of it. They got into a tug of war with the dog.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get the dog out of the alligator's mouth. And then, since that did not work, he bust out a Chuck Norris roundhouse
kick.
Hell
yeah.
Straight up to the gator's face to finally get the dog to be let go and save his daughter's dog.
Nice.
She was on vacation when he was watching it. But I feel like if you have a pond in your front yard filled with alligators, it's time to move, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Do you go with, if you had to pick a wrestling move to save your animal, what would it be?
Oh.
You pile drive that gator? Do you Macho Man Randy Savage elbow off the top of your porch onto that gator's face?
Hell yeah.
Like, do you remember the video?
Ian smacking his elbow.
I am just ready to beat up an alligator for my animal.
So do you remember the viral video? I don't know if it was last summer or when it was, but there was somebody who had a remote control crocodile head.
What?
And they were chasing people who were swimming.
That's
with
terrifying.
It. That is so
bad.
It is. It's horrible. What? It's horrible. And one guy ended up like Macho Man elbowing this. This remote control gator head. And I was like, oh, that is the bravest guy ever. Like, his friends better buy him a whole bunch of beer.
And that's instinct for those kind of
people.
Like,
he was giving his friends a chance to get out, and he was just going for it.
I got this.
Can you punch a gator or a crocodile in the nose like you can a shark?
I think you're supposed to go for the eyes.
Yeah. Eyeball.
Yeah, like you're supposed to go straight for, you know, thumb to the eye.
Yeah.
You know, you go straight up casino style, something like that. Here's another story which you find to be interesting, Audrey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Swedes, they're getting implants in their hands to replace cash and credit card. Thousands of people in Sweden are having futuristic microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities like credit cards and cash. More than 4,000 people already have these chips. They're about the size of a grain of rice inserted into their hands. And they say that millions of people could eventually move to this form of payment. It's kind of like a glorified smartwatch. Are you or are you not into this type of technology?
I can see Ian just shaking his head convulsively over there like, no way.
I'm very for this.
Yes, are you?
Yeah.
Yesterday you were like anti all technology.
Well, yeah, but this is
certain
this.
Things.
I just hate carrying everything in my wallet. My wallet's too bulky, man.
I bet my wallet's bigger than yours.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
hey,
guys.
Hey. I'm just saying,
hey.
You know.
I got a lot on those cards, man. All right.
Oh, it's not how many cards, it's how you use
yes.
them.
Yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Somehow mine are all overdrawn. I would never do that because I would if they want to steal your
identity.
Wallet, they're going to chop off your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your pinky.
I need that hand. A moment.
Dipsy or toddler?
One of our favorite games that we play here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show is Tipsy or Toddler. And joining us this morning to take a crack at it is the lovely Joanne. Welcome to the program, Joanne.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you feeling on this Tuesday morning?
Well, it's my Monday.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, so.
Well, this could be either good or bad for you. Basically, this game is what it is we found that drunk people and children often sound quite alike when their statements are read aloud. Do you have more experience with tipsy people or more experience with toddlers?
I'll go with toddlers.
Toddlers? You got a couple kids of your own?
I do, but they're no longer toddlers. I got a 16 and 12-year-old.
We're aging. I feel like we as, the generations, each one as they go by, we're aging slower, you know? I feel like I was a toddler until I was at least 15. So if you get the answer correct, you will hear the screaming eagle of success. If you are wrong, you will hear the disapproving pony. You need to get 3 out of 5 correct if you want to win these tickets to go see Cage the Elephant at the Park Theater this Friday. Audrey, give us the first one, please.
I knee man. You done been working on the kabooba. I been bet lie. I been cold. Oh, no, Eli. Purple, green. Don't have that. Don't know.
Joanne, is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Since so many colors were mentioned, I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler is... incorrect. That is indeed a tipsy person. Let's take a listen.
Nee, man, you're looking at a kabooga. That lighting light be going me like purple, blue, green, brown, red,
yeah,
brown, blue.
Wow,
that's pretty tipsy.
That is that. I was not expecting
meth.
That. Wow. So, okay, right. It's okay. You know, you still got four more to go. Let's start with the next one. Ian, give us the second one.
All right. I taught getting iPhone. Wait, is this? What's a boss kiss phone? Dis just dis off. Oh, Charles.
Joanne, is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler is...
There we go.
Correct. Let's take, all right. Let's take a listen.
I taught getting an iPhone. What is this? What's a booster's phone? Just to piss off. Oh, Charles.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Maybe a little drunk. Too.
I mean, if your heart is not melting for that drunk child right now, you are not human. All right, you've got one correct. You need two more if you want to walk away with these tickets. Number three, she wasn't the first one. She my girl. She my girl, bro. That's a wife. That's a wife. Oh, life. That's a wife. Mama. That's my own life. Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
I was going to say tipsy because it's my first thing, but then it sounds like a little guy defending his mom. But I'm going to go with my first call and say it's a tipsy.
Tipsy is... Let's give it a listen.
She wasn't the first one. She my girl. She my girl, bro. That's a life. That's a life. Oh, life. That's a life, mom. That's my girl, oh, life.
Oh, man.
He's in love.
Wow. He loves his mama. You love hearing that. Okay.
Playground
Joanne,
romance.
You got to get these last two correct if you want to go see Cage the Elephant. Audrey, take it away with number four, please.
Got to get my pack of cigars. I'm right here somewhere. He's a swinging bear. My name is Baloo. There, right there somewhere.
All right, Joanne. Okay. Is this a gypsy person? Or is this a toddler?
Well, I'm hoping a toddler doesn't know what a cigar is, so let's go with tipsy.
Tipsy is...
Very nice.
You're still in this.
All right.
I'm trying to get my pack of cigars from right here somewhere. I'm swinging bear. My name is B. Lou. They're right there somewhere.
What up, B. Lou?
All right. It all comes down to the final entry. Is this going to be a tipsy or a toddler person? Joanne, you are going to have to figure that out if you want to go see Cage the Elephant this Friday at the park. Ian, please take it away.
Here we go. They call me HD. HD. No. Well, sometimes. If you're in my truck, it's high def. Well, my truck's... If you're in my truck, it's high def. It's heavy duty.
All right. Is that a tipsy person? Or is that a toddler? For the win.
Hey, would a toddler know what a HD and a truck? Let's go with tipsy.
Tipsy for the win, Joanne!
Yes!
Cage the Elephant this Friday night. Thank you so much for playing Tipsy or Toddler this morning.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Do we have a doozy for you today with today's Redneck Report? And the thing that I love the most about the Redneck Report is that it doesn't just geographically take place at any one place, even just here in America. I mean, we've seen reports come in to us from all over the world, but this one takes us from our comfort blanket that is the Florida.
Yeah.
You know, our redneck comfort blanket that is Florida. This one takes us to a place that we don't get a lot of redneck stories from, but your hometown or near your hometown, Ian, of Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Pretty nice place, right?
Super nice.
Like,
compared to
people.
The rest of Wisconsin?
Yeah. Very nice people. So, last week, two guys got into a fight in a mall food court, which, first off, who's still eating at a mall food court?
Hey, Sparrow's is awesome. I love Sparrow's.
You want you just got a hankering for
some nice flop pizza.
Or a hot dog on a stick. Or I don't know what.
Do they have this there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there's.
Yeah.
Always a hot dog on a stick, always a Sbarro's, always some like off-brand Chinese food that's definitely no like
it's gonna wreck you.
That's like that you know that you better be within like 8 steps of a bathroom, otherwise your life is going to be over. But these two gentlemen got into a fight in a mall food court in Madison, Wisconsin, and they were both armed. Which this sounds scary until you find out what they were armed with. They were armed with tiki torches.
Oh, no.
Apparently, they grabbed them from the restaurant's patio and started sword fighting with them. Luckily, they were electric tiki torches, and they weren't swinging open flames. The cops said the fight started because one of the guys gave the other guy a ride up from Chicago, but then got mad when he wouldn't buy him a cell phone.
Oh,
so they started swinging tiki torches. One of them ran off before the cops showed up, but the other one is a 21-year-old named DeMonte Lacey Parr, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct while armed and criminal damage to property. Is there anything less masculine or less like intimidating than somebody holding a tiki torch trying to attack you?
I'm trying to think. No, I really don't think so.
Maybe like one of those pool noodles.
Maybe. I feel like you could at least get some whip on those. Like,
and they sound cool.
You are if you're carrying a Suburban or if you're carrying a tiki torch, you're just a drunk Suburban dad.
That's it.
What are you doing with your life? Make better choices. So speaking of our favorite place to get these redneck stories, taking us down to Florida. A Florida woman has warned parents to protect their children. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Oh, no.
After an iguana hunter shot her pool maintenance guy.
Oh, no.
So he was
the pool guy
working at the pool down in Boca Raton. At the same time, an iguana hunter armed with a pellet gun was patrolling the residence. The woman said she went outside to see what the workers were doing. Recalling the moment, she saw the man she described as her pool guy get shot. I heard him scream at the top of his lungs, "Ow!"
Oh.
And then her saw blood coming out of his legs. She didn't realize that the pool worker had been struck by a man looking for iguanas. He was shot by the hunter, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Green iguanas are considered pests as they damage sidewalks, seawalls, and landscape plants. Nevertheless, the Boca Raton resident urged others to be cautious when it comes to controlling the iguana population. We have iguanas everywhere. If neighborhoods are going to be like the Wild West and shoot at everything, someone's going to get killed, she said.
Huh.
I didn't know that iguanas were considered pests.
I didn't know they could damage sidewalks.
And seawalls?
How does that happen?
I mean, I know they poop on it. Are they talking about just the iguana poop that's on everything? But I think this lady needs, like, you are living a privileged life.
Tone it down.
Right.
When your pool guy gets shot in the shin with a pellet gun while he's cleaning your pool and there's some guys out there trying to remove pests from your backyard. It's not the Wild West, lady.
No.
It's,
are there iguanas like our pigeons?
Maybe.
Possibly.
There's so many people, the only thing that I hate more than pigeons is seagulls.
Oh, yeah, those are two of the worst things. Well, birds in general are gross.
My mom raised birds, so I grew up around birds. Like, she raised exotic birds growing up.
So gross. Barfing on
and, like, I knew, like, I know a lot about, you'd be surprised how much bird law and stuff about birds that I know. But,
That's a flex.
That is a flex. You want to go toe-to-toe with bird law? You can't handle this. You can't handle the truth.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
You know, Ian, I don't like to air the show's dirty laundry very often air.
That's
unless
my job.
It's actually dirty laundry where you go down to the bar laundromat to find all the weirdos that you talk to. But I've got a major problem with you right now.
Oh, with me?
Yeah, I think
talk to me.
You have failed Las Vegas. You have failed
the Dave and
Mahoney Morning Show. You have failed Audrey. And you have, more importantly, failed yourself.
Hey, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
You're not God. You're not my father, and you're not my boss.
You don't know that. You can't prove any of those three.
Mahoney, how did I fail Las Vegas? Please tell me.
So a man has set a Guinness World Record for sitting on a toilet for 116 hours straight.
I already know how I failed.
Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet.
Oh, forget it. I take it back.
Sitting on a toilet.
Belgian man spent 116 consecutive hours sitting on a toilet in a local bar in a bid to set a new Guinness World Record. This man sat on the toilet, which was not hooked up to any plumbing, in the main room of the bar in this town in Germany, or excuse me, in Belgium. His name is Jimmy DeFrenny.
Ooh,
Jimmy DeFrenny
says Guinness does not yet have a record for the longest time sitting on a toilet, but he was able to best an unofficial record of 100 hours. The record seeker's goal had been 165 hours, but he said he was forced to stop at 116 hours when lack of sleep started to catch up with him. He was allowed 5-minute breaks every hour to stretch and use a real toilet. Evidence from the attempt is now being submitted to Guinness for official recognition.
Were his pants down? I need to know these questions.
No, they were not.
So this is bull crap.
How is it bull crap?
Well, actually, maybe it would be Jimmy crap. But, if you're going to sit on a toilet for however many hours straight, you're on a toilet. That's your bathroom break.
Yes.
That's what you got to do, man.
I completely agree.
Like, there's no getting up from that. Like, getting up to stretch for 5 minutes, that's for the weak.
Well, because I thought...
Like, don't say, like, oh, he sat on there for 3 days, but he got to nap for 7 hours in between.
Yeah, that's not really... I thought that he was... I mean, can't you get hemorrhoids by sitting on the toilet for too long?
I mean, maybe.
Yes, I know for a fact.
You know, just get... all I know is that my foot would be so asleep.
Yeah, they really do your legs. Oh, what's up with the circulation?
Oh, my God.
Off.
Like,
he stands up to... Ow!
Ow!
They need to make toilets with recliners so we don't...
Yes.
Yes. That is the game changer. That would be the game changer. Ian, you need to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. That's all I'm saying. You know, if anybody we know, it would be you.
116? I could do that.
So the story that we teased, this is probably going to scare you if you're in Alabama. You have family down in Alabama.
That's where I'm from.
Audrey, yes. meth gators. Tennessee police arrested a man after he tried to flush a dozen grams of meth down the toilet, and then police jokingly said that that could create meth gators down there in Alabama. Officers with the Laredo Police Department in Tennessee arrested a suspect who was a drug dealer who was found attempting to flush meth down the toilet over the weekend. One police entered the man's home, found him trying to flush the meth and several other items down his toilet. The police department released a statement on Facebook about the incident saying, quote, "This, folks, please don't flush your drugs, okay? Ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent our treatment ponds, and we shudder to think of all the hyped up or what they would do hyped up on meth would do. Furthermore, if it made it far enough, we could create meth gators down in Alabama."
Honestly, screw meth gator. Have you ever seen how mean geese are? A meth amphetamine geese or goose would be terrifying.
Like, they need to remake Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but instead of, like, crows
geese.
And, yeah, methed up geese instead, and that, oh, God, worst horror film ever.
No.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'll fight any goose anytime, anywhere. I hate geese.
They're terrifying.
Yeah. Cook your goose.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You had one job. That's happened to so many of us so many times where we just have one job and we find a way to screw it up completely. I'm a big fan of law enforcement and everything that they do to keep us safe and keep the peace out there. But I got to give it to this. I really have to shame this police chief, because, like, it's one thing if it's an officer, but if you're the chief of police in San Luis Obispo. So she left her gun in an El Pollo Loco bathroom.
Oh, what?
One job, man.
El Pollo Loco, too.
I mean, I get that, you know, things happen. You know, you just ate that 3-pound burrito,
yeah,
and you're carrying around a lot of weight. You're wearing all of your gear. It's a lot. But Chief Deanna Cantrell admitted that she... accidentally left her personal gun in a restroom of an El Pollo Loco while at lunch. She said she was anticipating she will receive some form of disciplinary action, but declined to comment further. In her statement, she said the gun was in a holster, but she removed it because she did not want it staying clipped to her pants.
Oh. Which means that...
Well, yeah. Do the math. You're in an El Pollo Loco bathroom. It's no, you don't need a detective or a chief of police to figure out what's going on in there. I feel so bad, but man, you can't leave your gun in a bathroom. So it's crazy though. So they have a video. She describes her mistake that she figured it out within minutes, but when she went back, the gun was gone.
Oh, no.
The surveillance video obtained from El Pollo Loco by the police reportedly shows three people, including a 10-year-old, going in and out of the restroom at separate times before Cantrell noticed that her firearm was missing. She says the boy and another man both said they had not seen the gun, but the first man who entered after Cantrell reportedly left the restaurant within 2 minutes and never ordered food.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, if I walk into a El Pollo Loco bathroom before I order, and I'm, like, going in there to wash my hands, and I see a gun on the toilet, I don't know if that's the if I'm going to eat at that restaurant.
Good point there, Mahoney. I think I would turn right around.
You know, it's like, do you need to put a sign in there, employees must wash their hands and remember their guns before returning to work?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, that's not working. Hold on one second.
God dang.
What is going on with
here
this?
Here we go.
All right, here we go. I blame Tracy, our engineer, for our lack of phone support that we've had over the last several weeks here at X107.5. Thanks, Tracy. Ruining our show.
I know.
Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I really wish I had a pool that I could swim in. And I've been really thinking about getting one, but honestly, it needs to be an in-ground pool. Above-ground pools look horrible, and they just have the weirdest stigma. Like, if you have an above-ground pool, you already probably have a couple, like, lawnmower parts or, like, car parts scattered across your yard, and, like, I am just not trying to be that person.
Message deleted.
I had a... above ground pool growing up.
So did I, but I bet, like, let's talk, like, real talk. Mine wasn't even a pool. So I grew up in Missouri and St. Louis. You know, we weren't rich. We had, I was an only child, but, like, you know, like, we weren't rich, but okay. My parents wanted to, like, you know, have for me to have, like, a good youth and have fun and stuff like that. But we didn't have even, like, one of those ones that you see, like, that are like 4 feet high or five feet high, however long those ones are.
Like an inflatable?
No, we had a metal one that doubled as, like, I guess they're like cow. They're kind of like cow feeders.
Yeah.
Like, where they put a bunch of water in for cows. You buy them at, like, a farm supply store, and it holds, you know, who knows how many gallons of water or whatever. But that's what we would swim in. It was like 3 feet, 3.5 feet high, and
when
maybe
you're a kid, you don't care.
Yeah, you didn't. I didn't give a damn. We would swim in that thing all the time. It was same. Phenomenal. But during the summer, that thing would get hot.
Yeah,
as hell.
Y'all are probably cooking.
That's so dangerous.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean,
that's like the old playgrounds. How they made
it was
all.
The '80s, man. Like, nobody cared. That's what made us tough.
Even that's what made you tough. Your cow pool.
My cow pool. Nice. That's what made. I don't think that there should be a stigma on above ground pools.
It's
man.
Hot here. Just get a pool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think the reason why they don't exist more in a place like Las Vegas is because the sun would just destroy them. I think that's the vast majority of the reason why you don't see more. But if you've ever priced out a pool, I don't know if either of you have ever tried to think.
No, I rent.
So when we were living down in Texas, Dave was looking at a pool for his house down there, and we've looked at pools here too. You're looking at, like, anywhere from, like, border, like, they start at, like, $30,000.
Yeah, cool,
super
casual,
expensive.
Yeah.
And then, like, the nice ones, go up to like six figures. Oh. It's like you're looking at like $100,000+ if you want like a waterfall and a slide. I'm like, I could buy another house.
No.
And they don't hold, they do not add the kind of, whatever the amount of money you put into it, they don't add anywhere close to that value to your house.
The Alabama in me, which just put a sprinkler right next to me and just like, like just chill by the sprinkler.
Yes. Again, like that's the Missouri too. Same thing. Like we had the
sprinklers. Okay.
Not the shooting sprinklers. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Like the machine gun ones, but the ones that like that were like the waterfall.
Yes,
that
the classier ones.
Yes, that we would, and you would run through that thing all day long.
Dude, I would even just lay out and just get the hose and just go, just cool off, and then just go back laying out.
We all did it as kids.
I did it at like 18.
As an adult, would you still drink out of a hose?
Not here. Hey, I probably have like a black widow harboring its life, like all of its children in mine.
Wow.
Black widows are they are like a number one spider here. I didn't realize that until I moved.
Get a bug guy.
Oh my gosh, you and everyone else. Hey, you got a bug guy? You got a bug guy?
Yes, my guy wears jorts. His name's Dave. He's awesome.
Everyone in Las Vegas, when I first moved here, they were like, hey, I got a really good bug guy. I'm like,
you need
okay.
a bug. Like, you're over here complaining about black widows. Get a bug guy. You know what I've never seen? Like, I have scorpions in my house because you can't kill scorpions with the spray. You just can't do it unless you're like getting like toxic levels that can kill a Yorkie as well. And
I have a Yorkie. That's terrifying.
Oh no.
I'm going to get a bug guy now. You have now convinced me to get a bug guy. Thanks.
But yes, get a bug guy. I promise you. It's like $20 a month.
Okay.
Maybe even cheaper if you know the guy.
I got to cut out Starbucks then. Okay.
Get my guy a pair of jorts and he'll cut you down to $20 a month.
Sweet. Oh, done.
We'll cut down the shorts and the prices.
He'll cut the shorts and the prices. That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I got a weird glare from somebody while I was out and about, and I was using a breath freshener. One of those looks like a little thing of chapstick, and you spritz it in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do you guys think this is an outdated method to get rid of bad breath? Does nobody use these anymore? They really made me feel like I was crazy for doing it. All right, thanks.
Message deleted.
I haven't seen it in a while. Doesn't mean it's outdated.
It's outdated. Banaka? Banaka? Like, what was the number one brand in breath freshener? Was Banaka?
Was this Lloyd Christmas calling us?
I just, like, appreciate it, though. Like, thank you.
Yeah, but brush your teeth.
Also, what happens? Or chew gum. I mean, I don't know, but if you're that conscious about it, thank you for that.
I feel like anybody who I'm going to be that close to, I have enough time to go home and brush my teeth. Like, right? I'm not going from like a work lunch to going to make out with my wife. Like, that's not happening. Like, I'm going to have time to go home and brush my teeth and throw some scope up in there.
Are you an avid teeth brusher?
I brush
three times a day?
No. Like, once or twice. Traditionally, but I go for like, so I got the Sonic Care, but I go for like 5 minutes at a time. Like I go several cycles on that.
You
thing.
Sing your ABCs multiple times, isn't that how they say it?
Those things must be red after you're done, man.
It's on fire.
Like I don't have the best teeth in the world, you know. I don't have the worst teeth. I've never had like caps or anything done like that, but I've had. You know, I just got my teeth whitened for the first time before the wedding photos. We went out, you know, we wanted to like do, you know, I want to do it. And my dentist gave me a reasonable price. And everybody's like, oh, your teeth are going to be so sensitive. They're not going to hurt or whatever. Like, I've never had a problem. Like, my gums don't really bleed. I could brush my teeth for 4 days straight and they don't bleed. And they did the whitening and they're like, does this hurt? I'm like, I could do another 10 cycles.
Hit me
right now.
That's impressive. Like,
I feel nothing in my mouth. That's what I'm trying to say.
In my soul and my teeth, nothing. No feelings.
Nothing.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If that voice clip ever gets out, if that little clip of that, and I go to prison, it's not going to be.
I already got it.
You've already isolated it?
I already pulled it.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, which one was it? What did you say exactly that you don't want to?
I feel nothing in my mouth.
I'll pull that one too.
That one too. Luckily the Foo Fighters are under us. Going into Everlong, I feel that's appropriate. It's the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Dave on vacation. Audrey, Ian, and me, Mahoney, hanging with you this morning on X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame.
Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, Keanu Mania is sweeping the nation, has swept the nation over the last few months, if not the last, I would say, year at this point. But are you a fan of Keanu Reeves, Audrey?
I don't know where all this Keanu Reeves, like, super love and fame came from, because wasn't he just, like, being hated on, like, 10 years ago?
Well,
like,
there was sad Keanu, yes. You know? He was a meme for, you know, but he was a meme before memes were even memes.
He's been through some
seriously.
Stuff, guys.
Well,
really.
He has, but I think that what everybody started to really love him for was whenever, especially women, are realizing, like, he's such a gentleman whenever he's taking photos. He's like, I am not getting in trouble. I'm not touching you.
Yes.
He's, like, putting your arms, like, kind of, like, he's respectful. Yeah, but... I'm indifferent.
Really?
Yeah.
I am all aboard that Keanu train. I mean, I think, you know, the thing that really got me about him is when you found out that he donated a large portion of his salary from some of the Matrix movies to the visual effects team that wasn't getting paid nearly as much.
Oh, totally.
Because he's like, it wasn't what I did, it's what they did. And he's right. He was a big part of the Matrix and that series, that trilogy, but the visual effects artists really were what made that movie those movies so memorable. And, you know, I don't know if I want to say classics. The first one's a classic.
Yes.
Two and three were very commercially successful, but Keanu Reeves is in the talks, or at least people are talking about him being the next James Bond. So Daniel Craig's done. Like, I believe this might be his last run as the famous 007. And we all know now that there is a new actress, Lashana Lynch, is officially next in line to play 007. See, people, this is why the internet angers me so much. Like, there's a woman there's an African-American woman who's playing James Bond. Like, first off, who cares?
Thank you.
It's a made-up character. And second of all, she's not playing James Bond. James Bond retires.
Yes.
He goes to Jamaica, which is a great place to retire and ride horseback shirtless from personal experience. But she's just taking over the 007 agent number.
Yes.
Like, and stop losing your mind. Stop being stupid and racist, internet. And stop clicking on clickbait to make you outraged. Don't click on things that make you angry.
We have to evolve. What are we going to do? Just watch the same movie redone a million times? Right. Like, let it evolve into something different. And let's test it out.
They're special agents. They're not basketball players. They don't retire the numbers.
Yes.
All right?
Well,
it's like, come on.
They do retire some of the basketball.
Basketball. That's what
basketball.
That's a bad example.
Oh, is that a bad example?
No, basketball numbers retire. Yes. 007, agent numbers
do not.
Yes, you just die, and then they move it on to the next one. So the reason why I don't like Keanu Reeves as the next James Bond is because I think Keanu Reeves has already transcended James Bond. I think the John Wick movies are the new James Bond movies.
Ooh,
I feel like he is so much better in those. Those are so much better action movies, and he's so much more likable than Daniel Craig that I don't want to see him as James Bond. I want to see Keanu Reeves in 1,000 different John Wick movies.
So who would you have then for your James Bond? Like, who would you change?
They've talked about Idris Elba. I like Idris Elba. I think he's pretty amazing. I think the one thing that they should probably keep about the James Bond, keep it a British actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the one thing. You know, it's like they have a long history somebody from the UK, excuse me. And I like Idris Elba. I think he's going to be in the new action movie, Hobbs and Shaw?
Yep.
With The Rock and Jason Statham. And he's one of the best actors out there. I mean, can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Literally do everything. Going back to, if you have not watched, if you and your husband, I don't know if you go through binging on.
Excuse me. Yes, I'm the queen of binging.
If you're looking for a show right now to binge, and it's so old, but they put it out in HD a couple years ago, watch The Wire.
I've seen it. Yeah,
the best.
You have seen The Wire?
Or I'm just saying I've seen it in my perusing.
In my opinion, the number two series of all time. It's close with number one with The Sopranos.
Yes,
The Sopranos
two,
great.
Two of the best series ever. The Wire always got overlooked because The Sopranos was out at the same time. But such a good show, and Idris Elba. That's kind
Thank
of really
you for the recommendation.
Made his name. Speaking of HBO and shows, this one I don't know if it's gonna. if this one's gonna if this one's gonna anger you or not. But George R.R. Martin says he will not be changing the ending to his book. While HBO ended its 8-season run back in May, Martin still has 2 Game of Thrones books left to finish, The Winds of Winter and A Dream of Spring. Martin said that the extreme backlash over the HBO series ending won't affect his books, despite some of the storyline being the same. Quote, "The internet affects all this to a degree it was never affected before," he said in a post published on his blog. After the Throne series finale ended, Martin said that fans are not everything, or fans, he assured fans that not everything that went down on the HBO series would be similar to what he's planning, but he would not be changing the ending. I don't think we were mad at the ending and what happened.
No.
I think we were just mad about how we got there and how crappy the showrunners treated his work. They just basically turned it into bullet points. They made the Cliff Notes versions. But the I have my own problems with George R.R. Martin. I think he's a great writer. I think he's created this epic fantasy world. But he's going to die before these books are done, because it's been 8 or 9 years since the last release.
I kind of want to go back to what you just said to the show writers and like how they sloppily just kind of like missed an editing. They just missed so much, and it was just kind of like done so fast.
This is the biggest show on television.
Take the time to make sure there's not a water bottle
or a Starbucks cup. Or like, anything, or Jamie's hand.
Yeah, I mean, truly, I would, like, I hate to be one of these people, fire him! But at the same time, like, it's the largest show, the biggest show. How do you not catch that? How do you not get fired for that kind of mistake?
What I want to see happen, I want to see Disney pull Star Wars from them. Because if you don't have if you cannot finish a series on a high note, if mm-hmm. you cannot go out like the way you started it, then I don't think you deserve to be a showrunner. I don't think you should be running Star Wars, which is Game of Thrones could have been one of the greatest series of all time. The last 2 seasons, I think, were just rushed because they wanted Star Wars. So I say,
dang, Battle of the can I even say that? I don't even
battle,
know.
You can say Bastards.
Okay. Oh, Battle of the Bastards.
It was cool.
That was great. What do you mean it was cool?
It was cool, but you know what? You know what made Game of Thrones so good? The character development and everything about that, because we were invested in these people. When they became shells of themselves, the show became a shell of itself. So we'll see what happens.
George starting internal conflict on the show right now.
I know.
Yeah, now they're working on the prequels. Great. So another 20 years before the next book.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
We're going to file this one under probably weirdest story of the day. A faculty member at the Cape Breton University has been terminated for demanding sex, moose meat, and lobster from a student who was struggling in his course in exchange for better grades. A spokesperson for the university declined to comment on the faculty member's position or past complaints. The student who reported the instructor says the university told her 2 weeks ago that he was being fired with the right to appeal. She said that she hadn't been notified of any appeal as of Thursday. But what a weird, like, you know, you hear stories of professors, abusing their positions of power and trying to sleep with students and that sort of thing. You know, it's different because they're adults, but when you're in a position of power, that you should not be
abusing it.
You should not be doing that. But I understand the lobster, because lobster is delicious. The thing I don't understand is the moose meat in this situation. And if you remember, our moose soup lady.
Dirty son of a. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Is this just a delicacy that we are missing out on? Are we missing out on moose meat?
I think we are, actually. And also, would this be considered surf and turf? No, yeah. Honest question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be the gamiest surf and turf ever.
Moose and lobster. Like, it's quite the combo.
There is, as far as, like, land mammals that scare the hell out of me, moose. Man,
they are frighteningly large.
Moose run through snow, and they're just like, just such a big, powerful beast.
I just hate the word moose. Moose.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, strange detail in this story.
A moose sounds like a bitch. If like you didn't like, if you were just like saying an animal name and you didn't know what it looked like, you're like, it's a moose. You're like, oh, that doesn't sound scary at all.
And then it's like, moose!
Yeah. Moose, bitch! Out the way!
Believe it or not, the student actually brought moose meat and lobster to this particular teacher.
But she did not...
she did not provide the other request.
Well, that's what a crazy story.
I know.
What a pervert.
Right?
Seriously. So, this is another kind of weird story that we're going to be talking about. Were you ever on any dating websites when you were a single woman, Audrey?
No.
Never?
No. Nope.
Never did the Tinder
We were already in a relationship when Tinder was like happening.
Okay.
But one of my friends actually is getting married in October, and they met on Tinder. His last name is Metter, and their hashtag is Metter on Tinder. it's amazing.
I don't know. I mean,
it's pretty trashy, terrible, but I mean, like, at the same time, you gotta make fun of it. Like, if you met each other on Tinder.
I'm not mad at, like, hey, you can find love in the weirdest places. And the fact that, like, whatever, the technology is bringing some people together. I just don't know if I don't think I would be comfortable telling people, like my grandma, that, like, I met on basically a hookup site.
How unromantic is it, too? I had to swipe right 5 times before I saw your face and had to DM so many girls that turned me down before.
I used the same line on you that I used on however many different women, and you were the one who fell for it. Is that how modern love stories work?
Yes.
Ian, I know you have you've been on dating websites,
man.
Though.
Oh,
but
back in the
I know you
used to slay. Dude.
Which ones were you on?
I was on a bunch. OkCupid was always like my weekend, like just
really?
I feel like
gotta take care of business.
I feel like OkCupid is one step above Plenty of Fish.
No, it's OkCupid is just garbage.
It's worse than Plenty of Fish. I thought Plenty of Fish was by far considered the worst like hookup dating site.
I wouldn't know right now, but I hear Plenty of Fish is trying to reinvent themselves.
Okay, well, here's some more bad news for OkCupid. So, dozens of databases of people's faces are being compiled without their knowledge by companies and researchers, with many of the images being shared around the world in what has become a vast ecosystem fueling the spread of facial recognition technology. The databases are pulled together with images from social networks, photo websites, and dating services like OkCupid.
Whoops. Nope. Boo.
Yeah, you could take my face. It's fine.
No.
As long as you don't have my info.
I mean, yeah, you don't know what my real name is.
Yeah, exactly.
Think I used my real name on internet dating websites back in the day? No.
Hell no.
Just call me John.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Or Gary? I think I can pull. You think I can pull off a Gary?
I just think of SpongeBob Gary and no.
No?
I said just call me Mahoney.
You son of
a... go through life as Mahoney.
I sign up Dave for all sorts of things.
Oh, no.
Like when they're like, please put your email. I'm like, Dave Farah at X107.5LasVegas.com. Email me anytime. I'd love to talk. Here's Phoenix, 1901, Sex 107.5.
Ear muffs.
Cover your ears.
All right. One of our favorite games that we play here at the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show is Cover Your Ears. We've got Greg. What line is he on here?
Greg is on line 3.
Greg is on line 3. All right. Greg, what's happening with you this morning, man?
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks.
So, have you heard this game before?
I have.
So, for those of you who have not heard this game before, basically, Ian scours the internet trying to find some of the best/worst covers that he could possibly find out there. I don't know where you find these, but God bless you, man, for getting down in those depths of the internet to find some of these horrendous covers. How many do you think you're going to do? Ian says that you are very confident in today's game of Cover Your Ears.
At least artist and song for each one.
He's calling a perfect game.
He is.
All right. If you are correct, you will get the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you are incorrect, you will hear the Disapproving Pony. Are you ready for the first one, Greg?
I am.
All right. Let's take a listen to number one in Cover Your Ears.
I wish to found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish to had a better voice that sang some better words.
Wish to have these chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Jeez.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days.
All right, that is 30 seconds. Greg, do you know who the artist and the song title is of that cover?
Yeah, yeah. I like the one that you played a long time ago, though. 21 Pilots Stressed Out.
That is correct.
All right.
One for one, my friend.
It's like a country cover.
That, yes.
I want to hang out with that guy.
How many views did that have on YouTube?
That had 54 views.
Oh, about okay. 54 too many.
All right, Greg, you are one for one. You could win it outright here if you get the name and title of this next song. Here is number two in Cover Your Ears.
The greatest.
Okay,
sound like that, Count Dracula.
It worked.
That is, yes, I am turned on right now. That is 30 seconds right there. Greg, do you have an answer? What is the song title and who is the artist?
My, dude, that, I'm drawing a blank. That is, no.
That was the Smashing Pumpkins with Today.
Yes.
That was a tough one, man.
That was a tough one.
It's all good. It's all good. You're one for two. You can win it outright again on this third one if you get the song title and the artist. Are you ready for song number three, Greg?
Yeah.
All right. This one, okay.
Gave me anxiety, offbeat, yeah, and everything.
That was pretty bad, but that was Nirvana, Come As You Are.
That is correct.
Wow. Nice. Not perfect, but nice.
So good, Greg. That second one from the Smashing Pumpkins was really hard, but man, you really did a good job, and you are going to go check out Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats Sunday, July 21st over at the Brooklyn Bowl with very special guests, Lucius with an exclamation point. Tickets and VIP bowling lanes are on sale now at brooklynbowl.com. We here at X107.5 are presenting that show, and if you remember, parking, I believe, now is free Brooklyn Bowl. Woo. So that's good news, and you're going to that show. Thank you so much for listening this morning, Greg.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Residents of Broadview, Ohio, called the police after hearing a very loud crash followed by someone yelling for help. Police got on the scene, and the arriving officer located a vehicle which had airbags deployed and had crashed into a tree. This is a horrible scene for anybody to come across, too, especially if you're, you know, getting reports of someone who's crashed in this tree. There's somebody could be possibly injured. They're yelling for help. So as the officer approached the car, they noticed that this car smelled of booze. The woman who was yelling for help, who was behind the wheel, was talking to the police officer after he asked her what she was doing earlier in the evening. And she responded with saying she had smoked some weed and she had drank one Corolla that evening. She wasn't driving a Toyota Corolla, but she had drank
one Corolla.
A Corolla. The officer later realized that she meant a Corona. After failing a field sobriety test, the woman was arrested for drunk driving. She was also cited for underage consumption and lack of reasonable control. If you cannot, even if you don't know the difference between a Toyota Corolla and a Corona Lager, you should not be drinking, let alone drinking and driving. What do you... What is happening? Like you, like if it was a Thunderbird, you remember, you know Thunderbird.
Hell yeah,
that is. I know that's right up your alley.
I do.
If you were driving a Thunderbird, drinking a Thunderbird, and you crashed, I get that. But a Corolla, no.
A lot of people even just like mispronounce all types of alcohol, like amaretto. People used to go, let me give an Amarillo sour.
Amarillo.
Excuse me?
Can I get an armadillo salad sour, please?
All the time.
Can I get a Jagger? You get a Jagger, right. Meister?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Got a would you rather question for you guys. Would you rather be able to control all animals, except humans, obviously, or would you rather control all electronics with your mind?
Message deleted.
Ooh. Ian, we'll start with you on this one. Would you rather control all animals or all electronics?
I would definitely go with all animals because then I can make them my friends.
Aww.
You would be like Jim the Birdman, do you think? Was this Jim the Birdman? Have you talked to Jim the Birdman recently?
Hey, man, I'm actually going out there either today or tomorrow.
Really?
I got to check on him.
See if he's...
Yeah, like I try to call his phone. It goes straight to voicemail. Uh-huh. So I don't know if like he doesn't have money to like put minutes on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I get worried whenever I don't see him for like 4 or 5 days. It's like me and talking to my mom. You know, you got to drop in a line every once in a while, see what's up. But I would definitely control animals because then I would just be like, hey, giraffe, get over here. And the next thing I know, I got a giraffe. We're just hanging out, watching Stranger Things.
I don't think you would be able to ride a giraffe, though.
I don't want to ride it. Hey, Mahoney.
What?
I don't want to ride
a
giraffe.
You don't know what that giraffe's into. Audrey, animals or electronics?
Animals, too.
Really?
I want to say electronics, but like they've got all the things. Like you can go ahead and just do that with your apps on your phone. So it's almost like you're playing God anyways, just via your phone. But...
What animals would you like? Would you just be like Mother Nature, where the animals are coming up eating out of your hands?
Like Snow White.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a pie in your windowsill.
Pie. I will keep my pie out of every windowsill. Thank you very much. But I think that I would enjoy talking to like an elephant.
An elephant? They're smart. Dolphins.
Yeah. But be able to pet all the dogs.
If I'm going, see, I wouldn't go animals.
What?
I would not because I don't think you wouldn't be able to make a lot of money, but you would be able to like.
You're trying to monetize this.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Like if I control all electronics, I'm finding a way to make every ATM pay me straight out.
So essentially, your life would just be Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without a doubt. But if I did control the animals, I would have attack hippos.
Oh, dude.
Attack hippos.
Hell yeah. Just Mahoney and an army of hippos.
Oh, yeah.
I hate hippos so much.
They kill more hippos. Kill more people every year than all sorts of things. They kill like 500 people a year.
Hippos are gross.
Well, they're not gross.
They are Shrek water cows. Nothing should be that buoyant and that large at all. Yeah. Why are they so buoyant? I hate it. Oh, they give me the heebie-jeebies.
All right. Nothing should be that buoyant and that large.
I know.
Isolate that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Somebody tell me what is it about the ideas of flips that infatuated us as kids growing up so much. I mean, you know, you always thought about doing flips and stuff because it was cool impressing your friend, like the random backflip and the cartwheel into the flip and all that. But here's the thing. Those things are crazy dangerous, man. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but only flips I ever did was on trampoline. Anywhere else, I'd probably break my neck and be dead.
Mm-hmm. Message deleted.
I never wanted to. I think I tried to do a flip like maybe one time in my life, but I was always just so scared that I'm going to land straight on my head.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, was it a front flip or a back flip? Do you remember?
Who can do like a front flip for me is like doing a somersault. Like, or is that like, yeah. I would just like get
a somersault.
In a pool, you just like slowly roll. I have to really do that front, front push again.
I'm so fat now, I can't even do a somersault. It looks like a summer sausage rolling down a set of stairs.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm the least flexible person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every movement I make, my hips crack.
I want one of those things to put my socks on now. That's how
oh, wow.
How unflexible I am.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So it is July 16th, 2019, and that means the Emmy Awards, the nominations, just got announced this morning about 45 minutes ago. Are you guys, I know we all, television and streaming has all become a pretty big part of our life.
Do For
you
sure.
care at all about who wins an Emmy or not? Or is that something that you use to maybe tell you what you should be watching?
Yeah, I will scroll through, and if it says like Emmy winner or yep. Oscar nominated, I'm like, ooh, that's worth the binge.
Ian,
I completely agree with her. I feel like any sort of acclaimed, you know, things like this that are nominated, I have to watch, especially in regards to like the Academy Awards, the Emmys,
They're like the bootleg ones.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, they're it's better for TV.
Totally.
These are like, it's important for TV, but the movie aspect of the Emmys isn't nearly as prestigious as the Oscars. I found myself not watching the particular series, or the award shows over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. just because they're too political.
Yeah.
And they're too long. Can we just cut it down? Cut it down to like 2 hours. Like, if you can't get through this in 2 hours, we are doing something wrong. But the list came out. And quite a few nominations, new people being nominated. Game of Thrones dominating nominations. And The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which is on Amazon Prime, which I don't know if either of you have watched. My mom is a huge fan of that particular season. She's been trying to get me to watch that. But Game of Thrones picked up 32 nominations. Oh, they actually beat out Netflix this year in overall nominations for their stuff. The list of nominees for drama series, Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, which is with the Rob from Game of Thrones. He's on that show. Game of Thrones, obviously. Killing Eve. Anybody ever heard of Killing Eve?
I haven't.
Eve.
Not familiar with
Killing Eve. What platform
is it on? Wait, is that
that's on ABC
Christina
or AMC.
Christina Yang's in it.
AMC and BBC America. Never heard of that one. Ozark on Netflix.
Ozark.
Posse on FX, Succession on HBO, and This Is Us on NBC.
How is This Is Us still around?
I don't know. I've never watched a single episode.
I don't
want to watch things that make me sad, which, speaking of that, I just started watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, no.
I know I'm late to the game on this, but holy crap.
What season? What episode are you on?
Episode 4?
Oh,
I just finished the fourth episode. We watched four hours last night.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, we need to watch something that's like...
a little bit more upbeat.
We had to watch an episode of Frasier. Before we went to bed after that, she's like, this is giving
it's
me
dark.
Nightmares.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And let's talk about comedies now on the comedy side. Barry on HBO, which is one of the best dark comedies out there. Fleabag on Amazon Prime. Not familiar with that one. The Good Place NBC.
Man.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon Prime. Russian Doll. That's that.
Super good.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Chick from Orange is the New Black is in that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And what's her name from American Pie? Natasha?
No, that's the same person.
Leon. Oh, yeah, same.
Yep, Natasha Leon.
I love how we...
I'm just like, Orange
is... Oh, yeah, that one.
I can't pronounce this. It's like...
just be careful.
Oh, I'm excited.
Like, I can't... It's on Netflix.
Go for it. Yeah,
no, don't.
It's the creek one.
Yeah, it's the creek. Don't.
You're up blank creek, but I can't. I don't. My mouth is not articulate enough to say that without having to possibly incur an FCC fine and beep on HBO. So we'll see the Emmys coming up here on September 22nd. On Fox, so if you're curious about that. And finally today in news, a story that only could come to us from Northeast Ohio. Police in Northeast Ohio are trying to locate a man who reportedly drove a bulldozer on a wild, destructive ride from a construction site down a residential street. Akron police got several 911 calls during the afternoon. This bulldozer was plowing things over erratically. The caller said he didn't believe the man was a construction worker because he was shirtless and possibly only wearing underpants while jerking the machine back and forth.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah, usually, I mean, if you are jerking your own machine, you'd be in your panties.
Oh, God. If you
bulldozing down everything in your path.
Watch out, Akron. You're getting bulldozed.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I will watch every police chase on the planet, though. There is nothing that I love more than watching a police chase, let alone a guy who's going to town on himself while driving a bulldozer. That is talent. Get this man a job.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, we hope you've been listening to the show throughout most of the day. Dave is, where is he? He's in Mykonos now. We're following his
somewhere.
Shirtless Instagram adventures, which are just very riveting.
Yes.
Very, very riveting. But it looks like he's having a good time. He's out this week, but the very talented Audrey
Hello.
Is filling in again. We appreciate you keeping Ian and I company.
Definitely.
And making the show just bearable to listen to while Dave is away.
So I say we get into Know the Show. It's brought to us by CSN. CSN is now enrolling for fall semester with over 150 degrees and certificates and thousands of career opportunities. What are you waiting for? Go to csn.edu today and apply.
These tickets to Cage the Elephant could be yours if you know the answer to this.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
My mom raised so I grew up around like you'd be surprised how much and stuff about that I know.
Why you gotta make it dirty, man?
What?
That's my mom.
Hey,
she brought me into this world, and I will take you out of this world. How dare you, you son of a bitch. We were wondering, what did my mom raise? Correct answers only.
Besides Mahoney.
Besides me. Which, you know, I don't know where she went or where I went wrong, because she's such a wonderful woman, and I don't know how I turned out to be such a disaster of a person.
She was too busy taking care of all these things.
Taking care of all those?
Yes.
Is that what happened? Well, if you know the answer to this Know the Show, you will win a pair of tickets to go see Cage the Elephant and Beck on this Friday, July 19th at the Park Theater. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize. This is amazing. If you're a fan of Beck, you are going to want to be entered to win this. It's a pre-show jam room with Beck. You're going to go meet Beck before the show. He's going to jam out with you or jam out for you in something that like we've never done before. So that's amazing. It's the Night Running Tour. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com if you have the answer to today's show. Ian, who do we have?
We have Raul on line one.
All right, let's go to
Raul. He's ready to go.
Let's go to Raul. Raul, what did my mom raise when I was a young man?
And she rolls Berg.
Birds of all things.
Exotic birds is what she specifically raised, and you know, we had, I would say, well over 100 birds in my house when I was growing up.
At one time?
Yeah, like my whole basement at one point there was probably like, you know, 25
birds.
big giant cages. You know,
what?
We had finches, we had a couple macaws. Man, what else did we have? Cockatiels, lovebirds, those sorts of things. But the big ones were the ones that I always, like the ones that can like bite your finger off.
Yeah.
With, you know, at any given time. But it was interesting. My mom raised those birds, and we'll be giving away those cage tickets all this week on the show, twice a day during the morning show. But Audrey, we appreciate you joining us again. Will you come back again tomorrow?
I will be here.
All right. Nice. We'll be here too as well. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you more later.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.